Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Tomorrow night, the Stars put on their leather jackets and jump the Sharks in San Jose. Pre-game tomorrow at 2:30, puck drops at 3. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket is the home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 60, starting this weekend with the wild card rounds on Saturday with Packers versus Bears, and on Sunday it's Bills versus Jaguars, 49ers versus Eagles, and Chargers versus Patriots, right here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you very much, Mr. DJ. Well, we will have Indiana and Oregon coming up here next. We got to get off the air.
I'm so excited.
In just a little bit. I do feel pretty strongly about Indiana. I'm a big believer in what that team does and has done.
It does set up for an Oregon shocker, though. I mean, they're incredibly talented.
They're great. They're great.
And somehow Indiana looks like the unstoppable or immovable object.
Some of us might have seen a investment opportunity in Oregon.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hold out a ton of hope, and I think
keep chasing it.
I think what they did in the first game against Oregon was a pretty good tell, where they were all over Dante Moore, and
a little worried about the Oregon running back situation.
Yeah, they're pretty thin right now.
Yeah,
that Davison kid, is he out completely?
Oh yeah, okay. He broke his collarbone.
Okay. So, yeah, they're in a little bit of trouble, and I think they convinced a kid to get out of the transfer portal to come back and play.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, we're expecting a big night from one of those.
Maybe that tight end, awesome Sadiq, what's Sadiq's name? The guy that looks like he looks like Miles Garrett, but he's a tight end.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. It is Sadiq.
Ole Miss has got one of those guys. The guy that caught the final touchdown pass for Ole Miss looks like that, too. He looks like a defensive end. Mm-hmm. The guy is huge, and some Miami safety came and tried to hit him there late in the game and was like, oh, owie!
It's actually Kenyon Sadiq.
Kenyon Sadiq, yeah. Yeah, he good. He good.
He real good.
But, we had Mark Cuban on yesterday. I thought it was a fascinating conversation.
I thought you particularly.
Yeah.
Were fascinating.
Where he basically kind of peeled back the onion a little bit on NIL at Indiana and what they were all about and what they spend money on. And
yeah, and he didn't peel back the onion so far that he revealed what he is personally cutting a check for,
right,
what his contributions are, but he said that he is definitely part of their NIL fund, and it's because of the way they are spending their money and the kind of guys that Coach Sig looks for.
And I've not heard one of these big dudes, big donors, talk about this, and we were like, is this sustainable from your end? Is this sustainable? He goes, what we do, yes. I was like, wow.
Yeah, because it's not chasing five stars.
Why does Indiana sound perfect right? Everything about Indiana right now sounds perfect. Maybe it's too good to be true, but yeah, I like the best player in the country. I like the what seems to be the best program in the country, the best coach in the country. I just feel like they're a really good team. Capital T-E-A-M. And they're old, like you were saying, Bob. Bunch of 23, 24-year-olds playing.
They all got families.
Yeah, they got to feed the fam. All right, so it is Indiana. And the one thing that everybody thinks of when they think of Indiana is basketball. When you think Indiana basketball, you think of the old horse's ass Bob Knight.
Coach Sig of his day.
Friend of the show.
Well, your
dear
show.
Dear friend of the show. Until you tried to run him off.
Bob, though, the outtakes of Bob Knight and the things that are out there on the internet are still some of the funniest stuff that I've heard. And listening to him again this morning made me laugh so hard. And so, Indiana, enjoy your king, Bob Knight.
Let me answer that. You know, that is an absolute crock of you know, you and people in the news media, all of you, dwell on some negative piece of like that. And I don't know how Steve feels about it, but it just and you don't have to bleep one single word of this.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
damn it.
The club, coach.
No, that's horse. We can't use that one.
There, that's okay. Need to get a little more weight to the left.
F-ing shot. That's what that was. This could take us till late the f-ing afternoon to get this done. I'm not going to do this. Distance. Just like that, motherfucker. Roll back down here.
Roll back down here.
At this one now.
When we hit swing on the stump.
When we hit toward the pin, Sam, I know I've got to have,
More of a swing.
A little bit stronger swing. Just like that, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
And mighty with that sucking bullshit.
What a play, that I'm getting the out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the three-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Now, I'm going to guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next four f***ing days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better f***ing understand that right now. This is absolute f***ing bullshit. Now, I'll f***ing run your ass right into the ground. I mean, I'll f***ing run you. You'll think last night was a f***ing picnic. I had to sit around for a f***ing year with an 8-10 record in this lake. And I mean, you will not put me in that f***ing position again, or you will f***ing pay for it like you can't f***ing believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
We only got two people that are going to tell you I'm not going to be here. One is our SID and the other is me. Who the hell told you I wasn't going to be here? I'd like to know. Do you have any idea who it was?
Yeah, I do, Coach.
Who?
I'll point them out to you in a while.
They were from Indiana, right?
No, they're not.
No, weren't from Indiana, and you didn't get it from anybody from Indiana, did you?
Could we please?
No, I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Maybe the rebounding has been even. Maybe you've shot a very good percent. A lot of things enter into it.
Yeah, Coach, but 51 points. You beat Northwestern here by 51 points. That doesn't amaze you.
Let me ask you something. Let's just start all this f***ing shit again. Now, I'm not here to argue the thing with you. I'm not going to f***ing debate things with you damn people from television. You know, you want a f***ing answer from me, you get the answer. You don't like the f***ing answer, then don't use the f***ing program, okay? But I'm not here to debate this bullshit with
all right,
you people.
Okay.
I don't think you're quite capable of debating basketball.
Can we try it again, Coach?
For Bill Parcells with the Giants and followed his career very very closely. I had a long talk with Art Modell when he hired him with the Browns, and I think really had an influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Oh, hey, Coach.
You know, that's to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me. And I think you guys would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
All right. Well, we appreciate Bob Knight joining us here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, again, Tech and Stanford, December 22nd at the AAC.
What are you doing?
Ticketmaster.com or 214-373.
What the hell are you doing?
8,000.
You're awful.
You could have padded it just a little bit.
Is it not funny?
You've been hunting since the incident.
So abrasive.
You're horrible.
So snake.
Well, Corby
takes...
Getting
a shot at anyone lately? Doesn't he have a sense of humor about it?
No.
Apparently not.
God forbid, after listening to all that.
You still feel good about that?
Yes! That is the worst human being on the planet, and you know it. Horrible. Well, not anymore. He's dead, thank God. But he was the worst guy ever. How dare...
There's got to be worse.
Oh, God. The way he treated that TV guy and the way he treated all the media. Oh.
Do you think...
Oh, the worst.
Do you think Sam ever worked on the bunker play of our president? I'd just love to see that those two side by side working on their bunker shots.
Dude, I think Sam... Didn't we determine Sam is still alive?
We tried to get a hold of Sam at one point. He's got to be getting up there in age.
I think he was in his 50s or something when that was filmed.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we can get Sam, I'd love to hear.
Just a little bit more of a swing.
Love to hear how far you open up the club face and how far you want to hit behind the ball in the bunker.
And the stuff that he pulled was just...
Oh, come back down here.
Was just from the bunker. They have a whole nother...
Oh, yeah.
Like him on the course that's and right. driving the ball. And nah, it's the same stuff T every
Green.
Time.
Sam was helping coach T to Green.
And he had a drive and he was like, you son of a bitch, MF. And it's so...
All right, well, the first thing we're going to want to do here, coach, is get our temper a little bit reeled in. That's not helping your golf game at all.
And it was real windy wherever they were. It just seemed awful all the way around. Well, that'll do it. Go, Indiana. Go, Indiana, indeed.
Win it for Coach Knight.
Win this one for Coach. Will Coach Knight be referenced tonight in any way?
Sure, yes.
Will he?
Him and Lee Corso and Babe Laufenberg.
Corso will for sure.
Bob, Antoine Randall L.
Bob, not Mark Cuban. Will we see Mark?
Sure.
ESPN already has him on there.
Really?
Yeah, he's been promoted by the Twitter stream.
See, with McAfee.
That's awesome.
And John Cougar.
That's the other one, Johnny Cougar. How's he doing?
Mel Kiper has Shambliss. Sorry. I have a friend named Shambly. I have him ranked fourth.
Love him. All right. Well, that is next. Good luck to all of your football dreams.
And your bottoms.
Not only tonight, but this weekend as the NFL playoffs are going on. We will carry the game tonight. We'll carry all the NFL games as well. Right here on the little radio station. And next week, we'll have a full lot of shows. All the way till 7 o'clock. So this was just a warm-up in 2026. Thank you. We didn't have anybody on today, did we? We did not. Thank you to you. Y'all have a very safe and pleasant weekend, and we will talk to you again here in a couple of days. Bye-bye.
I got my driver's license. I'm gonna take it on the road.
Keep blessing hard.
The hard line.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
The Ticket.
Wild card weekend, bitches! Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action this weekend because you can make picks and win money right now in Texas. Playing on Underdog is easy. You're just picking your favorite players and whether they will go higher or lower on their stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, etc. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Let's look at the matchups on Sunday. The Bills-Jags, Josh Allen, is he going to go higher or lower than 229.5 passing yards?
Higher.
What about Niners-Eagles? McCaffrey,
yeah.
Easy Ed, is he going to go higher or lower than 58.5 rushing yards?
Well, his name's Christian, first off.
Oh, yeah, Ed's his dad.
Yeah, it is.
I don't care, it's Friday. And by the way, Wild Card Weekend Underdog is adding a gimme pick.
I'm going to go lower on Ed McCaffrey, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the lower on Ed, and whatever you pick on your gimme pick, it's your quarterback of choice from any of the wild card games. That'll get you started on a winning entry. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use promo code
Dave
to score $75 of bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code
Dave.
Underdog, make picks, win money.
You ain't too smart, is you?
Oh, no.
Must be 18 and over and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.com.